This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. We're going to start out with the landmark ruling that captured our collective attention this past week. 83-year-old Edith Windsor's fight with the United States over her right to inherit money, tax-free, following the death of her lesbian partner. Here's Windsor shortly after the decision came down on Wednesday.
The Supreme Court has announced its decision in Windsor versus the United States, and we won everything we asked and hoped for. Wow.
Wow is right, because the ruling struck down a key provision in the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA for short. It was the part that denied federal benefits to legally married same-sex partners. Now, those couples can get the same federal benefits that all other married people do. Jill Schlesinger is here with us to talk about what that means for the personal finances of gay couples. She's a CBS News business analyst and personal finance expert. Jill, welcome.
Great to be with you.
We all know that, you know, marriage comes with a host of financial benefits, and today we can't talk about all of them. So let's just talk about a few. Jill, what are the biggest impacts of the Supreme Court's decision on gay couples financially?
Well, I think the first one is that if you are married and you're a heterosexual couple, you always have had a union under the eyes of the tax law.
Yeah.
And that's something that gay couples haven't had. So I think that the income tax part of this is going to be important. I will also say that if you are a high wage earner and you're gay and you want to get married, you might actually be popping up into a new higher tax bracket. So that's something to consider.
Right.
The estate tax is a big one. I mean, the Windsor case, the whole thing that blew up DOMA was argued on estate law. When you are married as a heterosexual couple, you can pass assets back and forth, and the death of the first spouse doesn't have any estate tax implication.
Huh.
But as if you were married as a same-sex couple before DOMA was overturned, money that was over a certain threshold would be taxed. So I think estate tax is a really big one,
right,
especially in the states where we have marriage that is approved. I think there'll be 12 in the next coming months. I still think that there's some thorny issues out there, and it'll be interesting because one big one is divorce.
Right. I was just going to say, we don't want to bring that up when
yes,
we're celebrating marriage, but
There's no reason why gay couples should be any more successful at marriage than straight couples, is there? So when I was a financial advisor, I had a handful of gay clients.
Right.
And when they broke up, it was a nightmare because there was no framework that you could use.
Yeah.
So I think that in divorce, it's going to be also actually helpful for gay couples. I'm not so sure how it's going to work if you are married in a state that approves of same-sex. If I get married in California and then I move to Utah, I'm not exactly sure what happens there. And
yeah.
I think we're going to need some clarity on that.
Right. It's almost an argument for staying put, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you might want to say that we're in some sort of pink ghetto. Just keep yourselves confined to the states that have approved same-sex marriage.
Now that we have this ruling, of course, as you alluded to, some of this is going to get really complicated for people. Where can people go to get legal assistance or advice to navigate this new legal territory?
You know, I think that, first of all, I think it's going to be available and much more readily available in about 6 weeks, because I think that there's going to be some things that are clarified. And if you're really stuck, you can get on the phone with someone who is a financial advisor or a planner or a CPA who has some depth of knowledge in these things. I think it's going to be hard to just do it on your own. All of my friends who are married in New York State said, well, that's the end of doing taxes on my own. I will never do taxes on my own again.
Right.
But be patient. Nothing has to get done immediately. We are going to have a few weeks here where there'll be a little bit of disarray. And just like I would tell a straight couple, I would tell a gay couple, don't just start walking down the aisle. You still have to do all the hard work, which is, you know, you have to be in love. There's that. But you also have to have conversations about what are you going to do with your money? How are you going to treat your money? Are you marrying your finances now? There's some very big issues that gay couples really didn't have to think about. So really, take your time. Don't have to make any snap decisions. Go have some champagne and celebrate. Plan the wedding, but have the conversations as well.
So, Jill, I know this was a very personal issue for you and your partner. What was your reaction when the court made this historic ruling on Wednesday?
You know, I have been very involved in this issue from the beginning. I'm on the advisory board of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, basically a legal advocacy group and a civil rights organization that fought the original marriage case in California.
Wow.
So that seems like a long time ago. So that was the case they won.
Yep.
And then it was overturned by Prop 8. So, you know, I really was so elated, and I've been so involved in this issue for a long time. And I actually had tears.
Oh, I can totally imagine. Jill, it has been a pleasure. Jill Schlesinger is a personal finance expert and CBS News business analyst. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
We've got more information on how the Supreme Court decision affects same-sex couples and their finances. It's at marketplacemoney.org.